Ready?
All right, back in open session.
So the next one is number 5, period 1, period G, in the case of Dr. Eamon Ibrahim, UEM, California. He currently has a consent agreement in the state of California, so I would make a motion to continue this to a subsequent meeting and ask Dr. Ibrahim to make himself available so that we can ask him questions and give him an interview prior to renewal approval.
Second.
Madam Chair, may I ask early Mark another question? So just to be clear, so his license will lapse February 1st?
Because he made a timely renewal.
Okay.
His license will continue to be in good standing until the board acts on the renewal.
That's why I wanted to be clear. Thank you.
Okay. So I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. So moving on to number 5, number 2, board may review, discuss, and take action on CBT certificate renewals. Dr. Byrne, you are the lead.
Yes, this is number 2A, Garrett Bishop CBT. Revolves about a reportable charge of a domestic incident 9 of 2023 in Tucson City Court. Seems to have been adjudicated, so I would make a motion to approve that license renewal.
We have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
A motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Section 5, number 3, board may review, discuss, and take action on continuing education waiver requests. Heather Reedy, DVM, that's in the main agenda.
Dr. Rice, this one is a very sad case of very advanced cancer and just went through neurosurgery, so I would actually recommend that we allow her to waive her continuing education as long as she needs.
Second.
A motion and a second. So if we say as long as she needs, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Do I need to say?
That's a little too vague.
Yeah. I just don't know how long it's going to be. It says
a year.
Okay. Because, I mean.
So for a year? And then she could always, provide an update. Okay. So amend the. So could reach out for extension if needed?
Yeah.
Okay. So motion amended?
Yeah. So the motion would be to allow for her to waive her CE for up to a year, and if she needs any additional time, to let us know.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Number 5, section 5, number 4, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license renewals for individuals who did not complete required continuing education by December 31st, 2024, as required. Dr. Wright was the lead, but did we have a recommendation for that, Dr. Wright?
I was just going to try and take these in mass and make a recommendation.
And just exclude K for Dr. Nosley?
K for Dr. Nosley. So A through J and L through T.
He's going to make a motion.
I'm going to make a motion to
exclude G.
Yeah. G?
G. Michael Robinson.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so we're going to exclude G and tie that with number 10. Okay. Sorry, one more time, Dr.
So I'm going to make a motion to extend the deadline for the CE in number 4A through F, 4H through J, 4L through T, make an allowance for them to have a 30-day extension. For their CE requirement, which they would expire on the...
So they would need to have it done by January 31st, which is essentially a
right.
How long, Dr.
January 31st, 2025.
Okay.
That may maybe the more clear way to put it.
Yeah. And then that wouldn't count towards their new cycle renewal, those CEs?
Correct.
No.
Okay. All right, so
no, it would be for last, it would be for 2024.
Yeah, it would.
Clock's already started. For
okay, so motion, we have a second? Okay, we have motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, now Dr. Mosley is recused for section 5, number 4K.
So I make a mention for number 4K to make a motion to extend the deadline for CE till January 31st, 2025.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay. Section 5, number 5. Board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner Tierney Scheffer.
So this was the lady that was doing the surgery on the sugar gliders, and it does look like Pima County is investigating, so I don't know if we should maybe postpone this and wait for the results of their investigation and maybe reach out and see if we can get that. So I don't know if there's anything.
Don't we usually refer it to law enforcement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
Mark, do we just refer it to law enforcement and they're already looking at it, or what do we do in this?
Well, you can still approve it, and then should something, you know, should there be findings or some sort of action taken, that's new information, and you would still have the ability to take a look at it at that time. You could certainly, like, you know, continue it for 30 days and see if we can get an update on that other matter. It's really up to you.
So do we need to open a case then to do that? Or?
No.
No, we don't.
Not at this juncture. Well, it depends. I mean, I think your options are either just to, you know, go ahead and approve the renewal now.
No, sorry. This is a possible
practitioner.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Because normally we would turn it over to law
enforcement,
but it's already turned over.
So I don't think. Do we just make note, Tracy, that since they're already looking into it, had they not, the board would have referred it? Would that be sufficient?
I can't hear you.
Yeah, no, I'm going to reach out to the claimant in this case and let her know that she is in talks with law enforcement, so I'll just remind her or just let her know you guys discussed it and that she's speaking to the proper authorities.
Yeah, and maybe we can just have a motion to take no action based upon the fact that law enforcement is already, you know, looking into it.
So moved. Sure.
Okay, no action.
We could have a motion.
So moved.
Oh, got it. Okay, so motion second?
Second.
Yeah. Motion second to take no action. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you, Madam.
Passes. Board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner/premises, the Pit Bull store.
They've been here before.
Well, so do we have new information? Is this new people or owners or anything that
there's some advertising. Is that new?
Yeah. So the investigative memo on this one.
Is it on a supplemental?
So basically, we just don't have a specific date or a services or a pet. So that's just it's kind of vague. So essentially we could open an investigation, right, and see if we can get a hold of them, or we can,
it's obvious they're ignoring us.
Yeah. So, I mean, do we want to open a case and reach out for information? Do we want to attempt a phone call? Okay.
Madam Chair, members of the board, I can't send a unlicensed premises letter to them as a friendly reminder that they're not supposed to be doing that. Mm-hmm. Since I don't have a name of a particular person, Victoria Mark, if you could help with this, but we can't open a case against a particular facility without a name, is that correct?
Yeah. Right. Do they have a business license?
Well, I can't do any investigating until the board agrees to do something, so that's why I'm giving it to you for direction and guidance.
Okay, so open a case to gather more information then? Is that?
Either that, or are you proposing to send kind of an informational letter?
Yes. To what I would consider is an unlicensed premises letter that we have.
Oh.
That would give them the information that they can go to our website for a premises application if they want to provide veterinary services at their locations.
Gotcha. That's enough.
Okay. So what would you like to do? Letter?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Do you have to open a case and then do a letter?
I don't think so for this, right?
No.
No.
Okay.
I just have a letter.
Yeah. No action directed.
So motion to send a letter?
Right, yeah.
I make a motion to send a letter to the Pitbull store reminding them of unlicensed practitioner.
The registration requirements.
Yes.
All right. There's a motion.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Dr. Lead is the, or Dr. Lead, Dr. Wright is the lead on the next one. Do you have enough, or do we need to pen this for him? Because I don't know when the,
bylaws.
Yeah, when the call ends.
I could do this one real quick.
Perfect.
So this is just on the agenda. It's the annual call for bylaws amendments to state. So we have until February 1st if our board wanted to suggest a bylaws amendment to the AABSB.
Thank you. Section 5, number 8, board may review, discuss, and take action on American Association of Veterinary State Boards call for nominations.
Madam Chair, members of the board, similar thing, just information from the AABSB, if any of our board members are interested or if we know others in other states, to serve on the AABSB board of directors. This is the time for call for nominations. The process runs through May, so we would have time to talk about it at a future meeting if someone wanted to do so.
Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. And then Section 5, Number 9, Board may review, discuss, and take action for a veterinary application. For A, it's a Sukhmani Bular DVM. I'm the lead on this case. So it is a... current case that's pending with California, so I would make a motion to approve the application and then just have board staff direct Dr. Bular to inform us within 30 days of a decision in the case. So that's my motion.
Second.
Yeah, motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I'm an aye.
Okay. Motion passes. All right. So then we have...
it's a 10. You all have a different version when I revised the agenda.
Yes.
So I didn't update your copy.
Thank you.
So,
thanks.
The copy for number 10. I circled it. Is what the number 10 actually says.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. So we have section... 5, number 4, section
5,
number 4, G, and then we also have section 5, number 10,
yes.
So two parts, board may, here we go, okay, board may review, discuss, and take action on the following matters regarding Michael Robinson, DVM. A, failure to timely report past charges per ARS 32-3208. B, case 25-12, consent agreement offered. C, case 24-152, consent agreement offered. And D, information from Pima County Animal Care Center regarding possible failure to provide medical records as requested. So, There are quite a few things here.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if... There's a whole lot to unpack. And so I guess my question is, at this juncture, can we open a case and
another one?
Have like it to combine these things and have Dr. Robinson come in, or does it just make sense to look at all of, because there's a lot.
Yeah, I would think that we probably want to open up a case so we can consolidate everything, so we can take a look at everything, and then, you know, wherever the facts, you know, end up, you can determine what, if anything, to do.
But Mark, if we've already offered a consent agreement.
But my understanding with that is that you offered it to him, he signed it, but it hasn't been executed yet by the board staff.
Okay.
So what
so
I would propose
pending.
Is just to pend it, and then I think you want him to respond to all of this new information.
Yes.
And there's a lot.
Yes. So I would make a motion to open a case to combine all of these matters listed from Section 5-4-G and then Section 5-10-A, B, C, and D.
Yeah, and I think what we're going to do is just send him a letter and say, we're in receipt of this new information. Before finalizing this matter, the board wants your response to the following.
And so would this be, since it's a new case, IIR, essentially?
I think it would come directly to the board, but I would defer to Tracy and Victoria on that.
Yes, it'll come directly.
Okay, so it's
okay,
the board IIR.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's more of a lot of failures to disclose and things of that nature.
Yep.
Okay, all right. So that's my motion.
Second. Okay, that was a motion.
All right, a motion, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Section 5, number 11, board may review, discuss, and take action on 2024 Equal Opportunity Report and 2025 Non-Discrimination Policy. Victoria, that is yours, and it's in Supplement 1.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. This is just an annual report that we have to do. We had no equal opportunity complaints to report, so it's a very brief report, and with our updated non-discrimination policy, so if the board could just adopt that by a vote, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Does anyone want to make a motion
to
adopt?
Make a motion to adopt the report.
All right, and a motion to adopt the
report.
And a second.
And the policy?
Yes.
And the policy.
And the policy.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Section 5, number 12, board may review, discuss, and take action on 2024 public body annual report of lobbying activity. That's in Supplement 1, and Victoria, that's first.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. There's another annual report that we're required to do. We had zero expenses to report for our lobbying report.
Move approval.
Please.
I move approval.
Second. Okay. A motion, a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Section 5, number 13, board may review, discuss, and take action on requests from San Diego County Veterinary Medical Association to approve the SDCVMA Spring 2025 Conference for Continuing Education Credit for Arizona Licensees. I feel like we got it earlier this year. Any concerns with the submitted proposal from San Diego? I just saw it. It's in your Supplement 1. So they're requesting 6 hours per day, and then they have kind of their traditional layout of who's speaking, and then the description of the each talk. Are there any concerns with what is listed?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes. Section 5, number 14. This is Assistant Attorney General report. It's in Supplement 1. Update on CA CV 24-019, combined cases 22-136 and 23-03 regarding Maya Bella Pianta BVM of Arizona Court of Appeals final action.
Last week we got the Court of Appeals decision. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to read it, but in essence, the court affirmed the board's authority to issue interim orders for various evaluations. The only thing, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions, the board's authority to issue interim orders, so it really wasn't the issue. It was a procedural thing. They filed a judicial review action in the Superior Court. We filed a motion to dismiss for having failed to exhaust their administrative remedies, as well as it's premature. The court granted it because it was still under investigation. There wasn't a final decision. But what's significant, the Court of Appeals, in essence, affirmed a procedural ruling. But what's significant, though, are the facts of this case, and they were pretty egregious. And I just want to take the opportunity to thank the board, because I know sometimes things don't move as fast as you would like them to. And I always ask you to articulate on the record the concerns why we're doing what we're doing. We had unbelievably strong facts. And courts have the ability to decide cases for a number of different reasons in a number of different ways. I really felt all along that the court was going to affirm the decision because our facts are so good. You know, there was such a pattern of concern that the board requiring this particular practitioner to undergo these additional evaluations after you've previously ordered her to undergo evaluations, they were going to find a way to affirm it. And they did. But that takes time. And, you know, you've been dealing with Dr. Bella Pianta. I know she's been a source of great frustration. But it's because we were deliberate, we take our time and we make sure that we have the facts. You know, these are the results that we get when anybody ever pushes us back. And so I really appreciate your patience and everything that you did that, you know, contributed to the Court of Appeals agreeing with us.
Thank you for the update.
Is she still incarcerated?
She is. I did talk to Flynn on a break. There could be a number of reasons that I won't put on the public record why that is. He has an appointment with her, a video appointment with her next week, and we'll be chatting after that.
Okay. Thanks. All I have to say after trying to read this is nobody can comment on how difficult medical records are. That is
accurate. Some light reading.
Okay.
So, section 5, number 15, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary technician certificate application. Rachel Gushert. It's in your supplement 1. This is an expunged case, so I won't discuss it, but it was a long time ago. I will not care to say because that shouldn't be that long ago. But anyways, I would make a motion to approve the application. If anybody agrees, thank you. All right, and we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Section 5, number 16, board may review, discuss, and take action on review of licensing fees report. That's in your supplement 1, Victoria.
Madam Chair, and this is actually in your, it's on the file, but it's also in your packet today, since it's hot off the presses. You may remember last summer the law changed so that agencies like ours went from a 90-10 agency to an 85-15, meaning now we keep 85% of our revenue instead of 90. So I have been in the process of updating previously done revenue projections for FY25 and FY26, so that's a couple of pages that you have attached there. And the kind of the overall thing, I do every budget year, but again, because of this bigger change, was to try to understand, are we charging too much, or are we charging too little, you know, at a really high level? And based, let me step back and say, we can't look at it just as in 1 year, because most of, as you know, our revenue comes every other year in renewals. And so on my chart that I created, you'll see I'm actually trying to, in this 2-year cycle revenue total, I'm trying to pull together two years together, and splitting that by half and comparing that to what our appropriation is or what our typical expenditures are. And you'll see we're very close to that. Looking at 25 and 26, we're a few tens of thousands away from what we actually need to operate. So depending on how you look at it, that's a good thing. That means we're definitely not charging too much. But on the flip side, we have made a request for more funds in FY26, which would be covered. But anything beyond that, we're getting to a point where we're not going to have enough money unless we get, you know, the rate of licensees continues to grow, which it has been growing. But we would need it to grow at a higher rate than it is, because all costs will continue to increase.
Sure.
The more licensees we have, eventually, you know, we're going to, we can only ask, but we would hope that someone would approve more staff and kinds of things like that. So that's kind of, you know, where we are with that.
And that's the statute, right? It would require the amount?
The 90, the 85-15?
No, the amount, what do you say, the amount of the license fee?
Not all the license fees are in statute, but most of them are, okay. Which is not great. And then just down below, not to spend a whole lot of time on this, but just, you know, things we've talked about in the past, but something that is in statute that's definitely problematic is the premise licensing fee. It's either only $50 or $100 depending on the year, and that certainly doesn't cover the cost of an inspection. And there are other states that the premise is actually paid for the inspection and things like that. So that's a long-term, you know, look at. And another time when we're not still to have so many gigantic projects this year, to actually try to dive deeper and actually break those costs apart and then perhaps go to the legislature and ask for some change in that fee specifically. And then the other fee that's in statute that doesn't make a lot of sense to me is for the state employee license. It's only $10. So again, by the time we process their $10, we've spent more than $10. So it probably could just be a no fee license for state employees. It's one of those things, but that also would require statute change, kind of things. So that's kind of where we are with that. I'm going to continue to dive a little bit more into this, because we are halfway through a fiscal year, and that's why I was trying to kind of update my projections based on what I know we already have as well. So that's the positive piece. So, but any questions at all on this? We can always revisit it again. So, okay, that's all I had. Thank you.
For
only 15 from 20. That's insane.
Yeah.
For the whole state.
Yeah. I do a lot of burning.
Board may review, discuss, so section 5, number 17. Board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary licensee and certified veterinary technician certificate holders who make requests after January 10th for continuing education extensions related to license / certificate renewals for the 2025-2026 cycle. And that's in our supplement 1. So Dr. Wright is the lead on that, but would it be reasonable to approve until January 31st, and then otherwise they have to make a, it's lapsed, right? And then they have the late fee and...
We don't want to give them any longer than we gave the other group.
Right.
Right.
Okay, so I make a motion to approve until January 31st, 2025.
Well, yes, a motion and a second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. Section 6, review and approval of minutes. Number 1, November 20, 2024, regular session. This was appended from December. A motion.
I can't make that motion because I'm abstained from November, which is why I appended to December.
Oh, okay. So, so Dr. Thompson is abstained, so motion?
Right. I was November, wasn't I? Ta-da.
Who's?
I was here, you were not, right?
No, I felt like I was...
Hold on. Correct. I think I was here and you were not.
Yeah.
Correct. So then you would have to abstain from the November minutes.
Right, and that's why we didn't make quorum last month.
Correct.
To be able to approve
those. Because I was sick. I had to go to bed.
Yeah.
But you should still make a motion. I can make a motion to approve regular session minutes from November 2024 meeting.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I make a motion
opposed.
To... Opposed.
Oh, recuse.
Passes.
Recused.
Recused.
For the record, I'm recused.
Or abstained. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Dr. Gaines.
I make a motion to approve the executive session minutes from the November 2024 meeting.
Second.
With Dr. Jeans
recused.
We're abstained.
For the executive session?
Yes.
Okay, motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. And then I'm abstained from this one. If anybody wants to read that.
So I make a motion to accept the regular session minutes from December 11, 2024 meeting with Ms. Cross abstained.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay, consent agenda. We just have to remove from the
consent.
So I can make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing A1, A6, A7, A8, A9, A10, A11, A12, A13, A14, A15, A16, A17, A18, A19, and A20.
Second.
Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And then I would make a motion to remove completely from the agenda A18.
Second.
Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
I'll make a motion to approve pending compliance A8, A11, A17, and A19.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And then, Dr. James, can you remove 14 and 15 because I am recused from those two?
So I will make a motion to approve pending inspection and compliance for A1, A6, A7, A9, A10, A12, A13, A16, and A20.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Passes.
And then we will note that, oh wait, we can vote to approve pending inspection and compliance A14 and 15, and you're recused.
Mm-hmm.
Or abstained. I don't even know.
I'm recused.
Abstained. Is it recused?
I'm recused.
Okay,
second.
Recused.
Second, with one comment for the board, I would like to note that Walmart Pets Services, Dr. RV, a responsible vet, Dr. Hart, and McGee Veterinary Services, Dr. McGee, both had perfect inspections.
Very nice.
We just have to get a second on that.
Second, okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Summary of current events?
Do we need to do the approval of random premise inspection?
It was under the consent agenda.
Was it?
Yeah. It just wasn't removed.
Oh, that's right. Got it. Okay.
Sorry. It's tired. I know. Yeah, I know. It's late. Okay.
It's late.
Okay.
We're all tired.
No current events. Call to the public. There is no public left. We outlasted. Okay. Establishment of future meeting date. The next regular meeting will be held Wednesday, February 19th, 2025, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at 1740 West Adams Street, Boardroom B. We'll be right back here.
Thank you. It's not on my birthday.
One of our board members may appear telephonically, and we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We're done. Thank you.
Well done.
That was a marathon.